Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm kind of blown away, just his energy, positive energy he brings, and then watching him move on the field, his suddenness for a guy that big to be able to get in and out of things as quick as he does. I've watched him from afar and been like, man, he's a darn good player. But seeing him up close and personal and getting to know him, really excited. We're excited to have him. He's kind of blown me away in every sense.
Fan Outline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. That's the Chargers offensive coordinator, former Ravens OC Greg Roman, on Najee Harris, how he's been blown away by Najee's athleticism and suddenness. Total hogwash. They drafted Hampton from North Carolina in the first round. He quickly will find out that Najee is 3 yards in a cloud of dust as a running back. The Steelers are in a better situation at running back now than they were last year because Jaylen Warren finally should get a shot. I think Jaylen Warren has a tremendous opportunity to be one of the NFL's better running backs. I think Caleb Johnson, we've put the cart before the horse with on him. I'm not as bullish or excited as many others are. Kabali said of Johnson this morning that he's a star in the making. Well, I also heard those things about Najee Harris, so I have to see it to believe it. And I think Najee is just as our queen of the fan PM team, Carolyn Clinton, once dubbed him. He's a plow horse. He gets you 1,000 yards, but it's not really, it's done more by volume. And it's not because of his impressive skills. Troy Aikman, during, I think it was the Steelers-Bengals game at the end of the year, they put up a graphic of all of Najee Harris's 1,000-yard seasons. And he said, is this supposed to like tell me he's a good running back? Because they're playing more games now. Look, availability is important. Jerome Bettis played a lot of games. That's why he's one of the five, you know, in the top five all-time in rushing yards. Emmitt Smith, that's why he's number one. Especially at that position, it's very demanding. So that's actually going to be the number one thing I give Najee credit for, his durability. And that's not nothing. It is something. But he is absolutely not a game-breaking player, and I don't think the Steelers will miss him whatsoever this year. There are situations where guys like George Pickens in Dallas, Justin Fields in New York, maybe even Kenny Pickett in Cleveland, where we have to figure out, like, what are those guys post-Steelers? And if some of them are good, it's going to make the Steelers look bad. I don't think Najee Harris is going to be one of those guys. 412-928-9370 is the telephone number. Donnie Football debrief later this hour. We now have some palace intrigue on what went on with Callis voicing that introduction to the U.S. Open, and rumors abound that he was supposed to get a clip of Crowley and Doran saying that, but instead recorded it on his own. And Callis has tweeted, haters going to hate, and the afternoon show will always have a conspiracy theory to peddle. Did not deny it in that post at all.
Well, that's
not say it's untrue.
That's the key. If Pony, if you were saying this about me and it wasn't true, I'd come right out and say it's not true.
Yeah, I mean, it's potentially in 48 hours going to go from probably the best moment of Callis' professional life to one that's going to cause a major fraction in the way he gets along with the two hosts he produces.
Would you feel bad if this led to a fracture in the relationship in the morning?
Why would I feel bad about it? I didn't do it. I didn't go behind their back and record something.
That's true. You are bringing to light the story. Nobody else is doing the work you're doing to find this out.
I'm not really doing a lot of work. I'm just, the rumor was brought to me and I just wanted to see if you thought it was, if it had some legs. That's all. I mean, I don't think that that's like a horrible thing to do.
And Doran doesn't seem too thrilled about the idea that this could be true either.
Why would he say?
Well, didn't he tweet out that this is shameful if it's true?
Yeah, it would be shameful. And I think that their friendship is basically ruined if true. Because Doran, you could hear it in his voice apparently this morning how disappointed he was that they picked Callis over him. I think he said something like, they picked a guy who's never swung a golf club in his entire life.
Yeah, yeah.
I guess by that logic, Mueller or Palm probably have the most grounds to be pissed, or even Starkey, who's now obsessed with golf.
But like you said, they want the morning show because you wake up, put the fan on, and you hear, you know, you hear Crowley and Doran 95% of the time.
So I guess of those three guys, Crowley, I mean, not Crowley, Doran actually has the most right to be upset.
What if Donnie did this to you guys? How would you react?
If Donnie said that NBC asked for something, I'm going to record myself doing it and sending it to them. Do you mind? I would say no. I would say I'm comfortable with where I am at, where I'm at in my career. This is something that gives you an opportunity to have your voice heard, and people will be like, oh my God, that's Donnie Football. I would say go for it. But if I find out he was a little bit dishonest about it and went behind my back, I would not be thrilled with it at all. No, right. It would be a major issue.
And nor should you. I think that'd be fair. Very disrespectful to the hosts.
Oh, big time. And also, if true, our boss, Craig, that he would just make this decision unilaterally and not send it up the chain of command there.
Right.
So there's a lot of tentacles to this story, if true.
Right. I'm proud of you, to be honest, that you brought this to light.
And you know what's sad about it, too, is that it has the chance. If this is accurate, it went from being a great moment for the radio station as a whole. I mean, they could have picked any number of radio stations and radio voices, and they picked a fan, which is a testament to the listeners out there that have made our station so popular, that NBC thought to themselves, let's make sure we have the fan on to start the segment because we believe this is what the hardworking blue-collar Pittsburgher listens to. And Callis might have just totally ruined all that with his surreptitious, deceitful ways.
Pony, this is big, and I'm very pleased to announce that Callis is actually on the line and wants to defend himself.
He's on the line right now. Harry, are you there?
Ding, hello.
Hi. Well, what do you have to say for yourself right now?
Well, what do I have to say anything for? I thought I don't know if I'm being accused of what exactly?
I mean, do I have to spell it out for you here? You're communicating with your hosts about this, and we've been talking about it for the last half hour. So here you go again, playing dumb here, because I think that this is your way of trying to hide your guilt, is what it sounds like to me.
No. What exactly am I being accused?
The rumor is that NBC reached out to somebody from the station, and it was you, because you're the morning show producer, to get audio of your host saying you're listening to 93.7 The Fan. And instead of going and getting that clip of them saying it, you either pulled a clip of yourself saying it or went and recorded it on your own and sent it to NBC.
Right, because the first email that comes up on anybody's 93.7 The Fan stuff is my email.
Because Crowley and Dom have both confirmed that the producers, not the PDs, get those emails about when NBC asks for clips, let's say, for like their NFL broadcast. It very often
NBC
goes to producers. Yes,
has never reached out to me in my time as the full-time producer of the Fan Morning Show, including anything to do with golf.
So they just randomly pulled a clip of you saying that?
Yeah, I mean, my theory was that I was the only one to actually say the station name, and nobody ever really says the station because everybody just assumes.
But you went above and beyond and said Pittsburgh Sports Talk Station. No one says that in real life.
Yeah, well, it sounded like I was sick from the clip that they put on because I remember that was one of the first days that I came back on after my time off the air from my...
Your leave of absence.
For political reasons. That's
when you
right,
lost so. A vote because Starkey and his wife didn't vote that, they didn't exercise their civic duty, and you lost.
Yeah, I don't want to bring Starkey into this. I think he did what he did. It's fine.
Why?
Okay.
You've brought people like Dom into your petty fight, so why am I not allowed to bring other host names into things here?
What did I bring Dom into a fight?
Well,
you're very silly, Pony. You're being very silly right now.
No, I'm not. If this isn't silly, you go look at Doran and Crowley's tweets. They don't seem like this. They don't think this is funny, haha. They think that this is pretty serious.
I think I saw Doran's. Doran said, if this was true, this would be bad, and I didn't know exactly what was true.
And Crowley said, rumors abound that Harry was asked to send a fan morning show clip to NBC, but instead sent audio of his show. We will get to the bottom of this. So he's not playing games.
I didn't see the one from Crowley, no. But he did ask me in a text message. He said, is this true? It's okay if it is, because it's hilarious. And I said, no, it's not true.
But Harry, how often do you say Pittsburgh's hometown sports station? Because that's very uncommon to say.
Is that Dom? Why is Dom asking questions?
Because Donnie is on vacation, so he's here.
No, I mean, like, why is he asking me questions at all? This dude's tweets, don't even get me started. Bonnie, I'm answering your questions.
No! Don't disrespect me like that. Answer the question.
Dom's offended.
You're not answering the question.
Pony, do you have any more questions?
So if I paid to have someone come in to put you through a lie detector test, someone that is a professional with a stenographer, you feel like you would be able to answer these questions 100%, that this was completely random, you were in the right place at the right time, you had no communication with NBC. They just completely pulled the Harry Callis clip out of their ass.
Yeah, that is true. And if you listen back to the early morning show, every morning, I don't always say the words Pittsburgh's hometown sports station, but I do say, good morning, Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. My name is Nicholas Harry Callis. This is The Fan Early Morning Show.
Because you are taking
it every morning.
Because you are getting what you, if you did get this email and send this off to them, you are getting your 15 minutes of fame. You're calling yourself famous on Twitter. You're retweeting all the people who are like, oh my God, that's Harry Callis. So you've absolutely gotten a bump from this. So
I was in the right place at the right time.
Okay.
That's what this is. My voice was in the right place at the right time.
Thank you, Harry.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. You buying it? I'm not for a single second.
First of all, his level of disrespect is astounding. And second of all, I'm not buying it. At first, I thought you were wrong and just trying to push a theory. I'm starting to think you're 100% right here. 100% right.
Because he doesn't, like, the way he started, he didn't even sound upset or angry about it. If I was being accused of this stuff, you know how pissed off I would be? I mean, this is complete BS.
Pony, that's
how
what I'm
saying.
How
dare you do this to me?
Right.
Instead, he's like trying to, what are you guys even talking about?
He's acting dumb and embracing it. And if it's not true, this is an outrageous thing to blame someone on. And I would deny it immediately. And he's not doing that.
This Hopewell High School star's decorated career included a Heisman Trophy, college national championship, Super Bowl title, and enshrinement in both the College and Pro Football Hall of Fames. Who is he?
Shady McCoy.
Incorrect.
Yeah. That's the guy that was, quote unquote, in the right place at the right time. Somebody who thought Shady McCoy played at Hopewell, went to Pitt, won a national championship, won a Heisman Trophy, and then won a Super Bowl with the Cowboys.
And so Callis is now pretty much saying that NBC went behind all our backs and just randomly pulled a clip without telling anyone.
Yeah. So he's actually getting NBC in trouble is what he just did.
Correct.
Wow. I'm telling, like I said a few minutes ago, this could have, the tentacles of this could be wide reaching. We're just getting to the, we're just scratching the surface here. Imagine if he gets, he's already had to take one leave of absence this year. What if he has to take another? I think Craig would suspend him for this if true, because he would have made a decision for the station without the boss's permission, and it ended up on NBC.
Right.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow the Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.